listening to National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, it's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com, and right now, talking to Fletcher Draghi from Pennywise. What's going on, Fletcher?
I'm sitting on a tour bus across the country with a hangover.
Yeah. Did you do it a big time for St. Patrick's Day?
Not that big, but, you know, big enough to have a headache today.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis.
Gotcha.
And had a 7 a.m. bus call, and here we go, driving to Chicago.
Cool, man. Hey, a couple of questions in general that I wanted to bring up, and then we'll get to some talk about the latest CD and the tour that's getting ready to kick off and some other things.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go, man. It's still hard to believe. It's been over 25 years since it all started, almost 25 years since the debut album. What is it about music for you personally that keeps you going, man?
I don't know. I'm just one of those people where music's kind of like the lifeblood in a way. I know a lot of people who don't listen to music that much or at all. A lot of people listen to talk radio or whatever, watch TV, but there's a lot of people out there in the world that it has to be present in their life at all times for them to function. And I just grew up around it, got into punk rock in, you know, like 1980, and started a band, and, you know, wound up to Pennywise, and 25 years later, here we are. Like, if I could pick anything to do in life, this would be it, and I just happen to be doing it for a living, so I'm pretty damn stoked.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. One of the many things I like about you guys is the different styles of punk and hardcore that are in the band sound. Who would you say, maybe even still to this day, who are some of the biggest influences to Pennywise?
Definitely Black Flag and Minor Threat, I would say, are two of my huge influences. 7 Seconds is in there. Bad Religion, definitely. I mean, we were all into different you know, types of punk rock band as we started Pennywise. But I mean, the Suffer album, we were already playing before the Suffer album came out by Bad Religion, but that was kind of what we were already leaning towards, like that type of sound. So it just, I'd say that album was pretty influential in our direction.
Yeah.
And along with all the other bands, and then just a positive mental attitude, trying to write songs for more uplifting, more about life experiences than just F everything and, screw the government.
Yeah.
We eventually got to that, though.
I think it always happens kind of eventually. I think...
The 48.
Oh, yeah. I think this is actually a really cool thing. I think it's safe to say that you guys are one of those bands that are probably in the top ranks of bands who have had the least amount of members. What do you think it is about the chemistry you have, all of you guys?
I think it's a pretty volatile chemistry. I mean, we definitely don't get along perfectly, like most bands don't, but I know. But we've managed to realize that, you know, this is the lineup that works. Jim was gone for a short period. Our original bass player, Jason, passed away, which was, you know, a long time ago, 1996, so it's been a few years. So this lineup has been pretty much solid, and it's just one of those things where I think it's with a lot of bands, you know, like Guns N' Roses, Rage Against the Machine. You know, you don't start swapping out Tom Morello or Zach or, you know, Slash,
yeah,
Axl. It just kind of loses something there, and when you put them back together, there's something about that chemistry that was there in the first place that really makes a big difference. And it's not pretty all the time, but I think we all realize we need each other, and we're kind of like the sum of the parts. So
absolutely.
Going through a lot of, you know, hardships and hard times over the years that just kind of brought us more together, and I think, you know, we're getting along pretty damn good as a unit. 25 years later at this point, like, these shows, this tour have been some of the funnest shows in a long time, so
awesome.
Pretty stoked.
Hell yeah. It's obvious that you're tall, but I never realized how tall. I read somewhere that I thought was cool that Ibanez actually makes you a custom 1 1/4 scale guitar. I'm surprised that that's not a series of guitars with, you know, how many big guys play guitars. Has that ever been brought up, maybe having a series?
Yeah, I never really pushed it, but yeah, I kind of wondered the same thing too, because it's basically all the same hardware that they're using and the same neck and everything. It's just the body that's oversized. And so it's not that it would be that hard for them to tool up a machine to make those bodies, but they actually make mine custom in the custom shop. But yeah, there are a lot of big guys up there. There's really not a lot of choices for big cars unless you go to like a Gretsch or something, you know, like a hollow body or, you know, really big guitar. So 6'6", 320 pounds. Yeah, I need a substantial piece of wood in front of me, man. Unless I got a tinker toy.
Absolutely, man. Now, this is actually something I totally forgot about. A friend of mine who's a huge Pennywise fan, when he found out that I was going to be talking to you, brought it up, and I actually totally forgot and went and watched or listened to some of it. Your appearances on the Loveline show are just legendary, man. They were some of the best and some of the funniest. Your thoughts looking back on all that now? Was it just I was just a young punk kid growing up and having fun? Or what do you think looking back at that now?
I still find it pretty funny. I mean, I every once in a while someone pull it up and listen to it. I mean, obviously throwing up on Dr. Drew is definitely a pretty good claim to fame. He's pretty famous these days. So when you say someone says still about Dr. Drew, then everyone knows who he is at this point. Back then he wasn't quite as popular, you know. And it was just good fun. He actually is a good sport, he took it well, but I don't know if anyone ever did that before on the radio. I'm kinda thinking it hasn't happened where someone actually intentionally threw up on the host. And
that's true.
At that point, you know, the station wasn't playing our music and I pretty much had nothing to lose. So
absolutely.
It was a while before we actually got on that station as far as them playing us. And then there was a second incident where it got pretty out of hand and they were kind of, Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla were kind of taunting me the week before, like, what are you going to do to top what you did last time? And that just wound up being a bad recipe because I drank a lot of alcohol and then it went a little further than they wanted to go with a little barricading the door situation and forced them to drink Budweiser. But it ended well, got in trouble on that one for a little bit, and then we'd all made up and we're all friends and everything's cool to this day. So
that's awesome.
Looking back, it was a pretty damn good time.
Yeah, I bet, man. Hey, 11 studio albums later, how do you feel the band has evolved or changed over the years?
Not a lot, which is kind of what we try to maintain is that sound and that style that we have.
Oh, yeah.
I've always said there's nothing worse than going out and getting your favorite band's new album and you sound like a different band. And that's happened a lot. A lot of bands have tried to change to whatever's more popular at the time and, you know, putting in different elements and trying to kind of chase the dragon a little bit to maintain their popularity. When you look at someone like the Ramones, they just played their music, you know, the whole time.
That's true.
It was good and sublime, you know. Like, it was just, like, you just stay on what you do and just keep doing it good. And so we don't sit there and try to bring in, you know, all these elements to our music, even though we can, you know.
Yeah.
We purposely, like, say, yeah, that song's really cool, you know, and it might be a radio hit or it might be this or that, but it just doesn't sound like us. And it just gets scrapped. And there's a lot of songs on the cutting room floor that, you know, met with their demise because they didn't sound like Pennywise. So we haven't really evolved a lot. I think our lyrics, you know, go back and forth depending on what kind of mood we're in, but we're just kind of like steering the ship down the road and it seems to be working.
No, absolutely, man. Your most recent CD, Yesterday's, came out July of last year, so still under a year. Happy overall with how the album has been received by the fans and the critics? I know it's got some good critical praise, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a compilation of old songs that have never been released, were exactly what I was just talking about, songs that hit the floor, never came out. So you got stuff to date back to the very beginning of the band, like Backyard Party songs that never had been recorded. You got stuff off of Full Circle. You got outtakes off About Time. And so it's kind of funny. We were playing last night and we said, how many people want to hear a new song? And everyone boos. And we say, how many people want to hear an old song? And the crowd goes crazy. And we said, okay, well, you're lucky because this is a new song, but it's actually an old song. So you can't be mad when we play this because this song is technically 17 years old. And they kind of just sit there and laugh because a lot of, you know, they don't have the album yet. But so it's going over well. Like, people like it. I guess it could sound kind of dated because it is, they actually are old songs.
Yeah.
And if you just pick it up and you don't know that these songs are, you know, outtakes spread over the course of like 10 years or something, then you might be a little like, whoa, what's this all about? But
for sure.
Some really good stuff on it, and people seem to like it, and we're pretty stoked to have it. It was a good way to get us back on track, you know, when Jim came back. To go back, we went out and played a local show in our hometown, and we played about six or seven really old songs that we hadn't played in literally 20 years, and all of our friends, you know, that grew up with the band went crazy, and we thought it was a pretty cool experience, so we decided to record them, and, you know, here we go with an album called Yesterday's with a bunch of old stuff on it.
Oh, that's cool, man. You guys are getting ready to hit the road with A Teenage Bottle Rocket and A Wilhelm Scream, and then I also see you're playing X Games in the summer. Anything else coming up that you're getting excited about, or maybe some stuff you're looking at doing this year?
I mean, there's something coming up this summer, probably July-ish, that might be really cool, but
okay,
can't talk about it yet, so
oh, yeah,
we'll just wait to hear the good news if it's going to happen. But it would be us going out with a really cool band that we've liked for a long time. So
awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Cool, man. Hey, one more and I'll let you go, man. Do you have an end date in mind? Is this something you're going to continue to do until it stops being fun, or where do you see it ending, or why will it end if it does end?
I don't. I thought I'd be dead by the time I was 21, so I don't really have an end game, I guess, at this point. But it's just, I love music, so, you know, I'm into producing. I've produced a few bands as well over the years, quite a few actually, and I'm part owners in a recording studio in my hometown called Screaming Leopard Studios. So basically, I guess, you know, when I'm too old to get out on the stage, I'll probably wind up in the producer's chairs, would kind of be my dream. So
awesome.
Something to do with music, you know.
Yeah.
But it has to be like actually touching instruments and making sounds. I'm not going to work at a record company or something like that, or push paper stuff boxes. So
oh yeah,
I'll have some going on, but I mean, we never thought we'd go this long, and it's still fun as hell. So we're just going to keep doing it until everyone says you're too old to be doing it.
Awesome. So. Cool, man. Hey, everybody, just to recap, we've been talking to Fletcher Draghi from Pennywise. Their latest CD, Yesterday's, which is some tracks from the past, is available everywhere now. So if you haven't got that, make sure you pick it up. And the guys will actually be in Detroit this weekend out at St. Andrews Hall with Teenage Bottle Rocket and A Wilhelm Scream. Fletcher, man, thanks so much for checking in.
Awesome, man.
All right,
see
dude.
You in Detroit.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Cool. Thanks.